Patient name, Colt. Last name, Wood, W-O-O-D. Date of birth, 10/2/19. Date of service, 11/24/23. This is a four-year-old little boy. Dad brings him in today due to having, he was told he had fluid on his ears by another practitioner at another clinic, and was told to go to a different facility to possibly get antibiotics. So he is here today following up on that. Period to paragraph. This patient does have a history of hearing loss and delayed speech. Period to paragraph. no other issues verbalized. Pulse within normal limits. Respirations 18. Temperature 98.5. He is 4 years old. His weight is 66 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, speech delay, hard of hearing. Surgical history, negative. Social history, lives with mom and dad. No association of secondhand smoke. Period to paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, or oriented. He does follow my commands, but he's got to be looking at me when we try to communicate. Eyes, pupils are equal around, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is present, more so on the right. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Assessment and plan, acute otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 8 ml POBID, 10 days, number 160 ml. He is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Mom will and dad will continue to monitor him. They also have a referral for speech therapy and hearing evaluation. I've told them to make sure they keep that appointment.